Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
September 5th, a big anniversary, and it is the anniversary of Interstate 30 opening for the first time in 1957. So we're here in 2 years, it'll be the 60th anniversary, and there needs to be some kind of observance of that, I would imagine.
Well, yes. And I did not realize this till we talked about talking about this. I-30 is the second shortest interstate in the country.
I guess that's something to be proud of.
Well, it's unique.
It is unique.
It was I-45 going to Houston is the shortest.
Uh-huh. So.
But what I was looking at said that it was started in 57, mm-hmm. got through Dallas, and then they started eastward.
So mainly the 1957, now for sure, the Dallas to Fort Worth,
right,
that the Dallas-Fort Worth Turnpike.
That was the turnpike.
Yeah.
And then everything started from there to Little Rock.
And then worked back to the east.
Right.
So we think that that anniversary is for the Dallas-Fort Worth Turnpike. And I think that's probably true because I do remember riding on Interstate 30 when I was a very small child when it was brand new. And I think that was later than 1957.
Well, it said, on the what I read, said that after it left Dallas, crossed Lake Ray Hubbard, it picked up and was a joint highway with 67 and 30.
Yeah.
And they you know, here, they're, along in here, they're kind of separate. But once you get over in Hopkins County and Titus County, they ride on top of each mm-hmm. other.
Of course, until the late 60s, you say, crossing Lake Ray Hubbard, you would have been crossing the Trinity River bottom or a
right.
branch of the Trinity
okay.
River until the late 60s.
I wasn't for sure
yeah.
when the...
Yeah, Ray Hubbard was, I think, opened or was finally closed the dam or whatever around
right.
67, 68 in there. But I-30, again, the what's considered the anniversary is September 5th, 1957. So, again, you have the 60th right. anniversary be coming up in a couple of years. We're talking with Carol Taylor, who's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. The first proposed freeway between Dallas and Fort Worth in 1944, and then they started getting serious
right.
about it in the early 50s.
Right.
The state of Texas, and of course Eisenhower then came in with his interstate highway program in the mid-50s.
I've always heard, and I don't know if this is a rumor or it was really true, that when Eisenhower was pushing for these interstate highways, that it was a means in case of a Cold War that airplanes could land on the...
I think that's true. And that every interstate highway, it's supposed to be straight for every so many miles. You have X number of miles where the highway is straight so that it could be used as a landing strip if necessary. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm quite sure that that is true. And if you study the interstate highways, that you can see how that would be true. I remember in the early days, there was a term that was used for Interstate 30 in particular. I'm sure it was used for other interstates that we never hear anymore, and that was superhighway.
Oh, yes.
The superhighway.
Yes.
Or just the super.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's I don't know when that term fell out of use, but I haven't heard anybody say that.
I don't think we could use it today.
Nobody,
it's not real super fast.
That's the truth. Wow. Especially there as you go west of Roy City, I would not call that super. How do you think, and we just have a moment or two left, but how do you think that Interstate 30 in particular has changed life in Northeast Texas?
Oh, well, around here, it's made Dallas so much more accessible. So we have people who shop there, who live here and travel over there, you know, go to have medical facilities that they use over there. We're just almost a suburb of Dallas,
mm-hmm.
thanks to the interstate.
And, of course, if you look at Greenville, so much of Greenville has grown out to the interstate.
Right, right.
That's great for those businesses that are out there on Interstate 30, but has been, you know, maybe not so great for those in the old original part of
town.
Well,
see, Sulphur Springs is the same way.
Mm-hmm. although downtown Sulphur Springs has held up, you know, better over the years by and large than a lot of other downtown areas for whatever reason. Well, again, Interstate 30 celebrates an anniversary. It'll be 58 years on September 5th, so we'll be looking ahead to that 60th anniversary. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.